Welcome to part 5 of Val Westover as we discuss 72-hour kits and what to put in them. Let's talk about a 72-hour kit first, and then we'll go right into food. Because what would you recommend to put in a 72-hour kit? Now, I have some ideas. First of all, I would get a C-Crane radio, which, in my opinion, are the best portable radios on the market. You can buy a pocket radio, and you can have a desktop radio. Ideally, you ought to have both. Of course, you're not going to be able to fit your desktop radio in a 72-hour kit, but you ought to have it on hand. Now, I realize the radios are not as good as they used to be, particularly on the AM. I know you can get an AM radio from 30, 40 years ago, and if it was a top-of-the-line AM radio, it was awesome. You could get radio stations clearer within your region if you had the right radio, even during the day. Of course, it depends on how powerful the transmitter is, too, at that radio station. But I bring that up because people are going to say, oh, Kevin, radios aren't as good as they used to be. I know, but the C-Crane radios are still the best radios out there. And if the power's out and everything's going down, you actually would get really, really good reception on those C-Crane pocket radios. Again, not an advertisement, just a plug here of things that we like. So what would you recommend? Oh, and then I would recommend, ideally, if you can get a hold of it, freeze-dried food. Now, what is your favorite brand of freeze-dried food, Val? Because there are several of them out there. Mountain House, which I am not a fan of. They're very, very salty. And now we have to worry about people who are on a low salt diet because of kidney issues and such. So what would you recommend, first of all, to put in a 72-hour kit? And then what brands of freeze-dried food do you like? And you can talk about canned foods and all those other things if you'd like.
Well, can I make a comment on the radio?
Yes.
I don't carry a cell phone with me, only rarely. I don't like having a leash, and I do not listen to the radio. I've got a pickup that's 4 or 5 years old, and I've never turned the radio on.
You're rare. Okay.
It's not my thing, okay? I want to visit with whoever I'm riding with, and then if I'm alone, then I'll talk to an expert, I guess, if you'll forgive the arrogance. So, I do like two-way radios, particularly the CBs.
Oh, yeah.
I like to communicate with someone, you know, reach out and touch somebody a little bit. And so if I'm in a situation where I'm away from the house or I'm going to be gone for a while, the CB radio is really nice. Lets me know what's going on, you know, 15, 20 miles away in any direction, typically. And not something you're going to put in your backpack. However, you could put a small ham radio. So if I was going to carry a radio, I believe I would want either a CB with me or a small ham radio, portable ham radio. And those are available. They're a little pricey for a good one, but I think that would be, and many of those can also access your weather and your emergency channels as well. So they're kind of a dual purpose thing for communication. On the, let's see, we were going to talk about 72-hour, food in a 72-hour.
Just real quick here, the ham radio. Are you a licensed ham operator, by the way?
I am not.
Okay. I would encourage you to go back with in this podcast feed and listen to the two podcasts that I did about ham radio. And why it'd be a good idea to get a license. Yes, you can get a CB radio. I find that they're not as clean as the ham radio in terms of transmission. A lot of weird things go on the CB. But if you're in a dire emergency, why not? But I'm going to refer you to the podcast. I did two with Noji, N-O-J-I. And you can learn all about the ham radio. But go ahead. What else were you going to say?
I'll do that. I'm working on that. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
So the food thing. I go to the grocery store. I like Winco. I like Smith's. I like Safeway. And each one, they carry a maybe slightly different brand. I really haven't found any particular difference. What I do like, though, what I prefer, I'm a somewhat independent type person, and I do not typically carry with me prepackaged foods or soups or chilies that are freeze dried. I would prefer to buy the individual pieces, carrots, onions, potatoes, whatever I'm going to use. I'll buy them in individual peas, but boy, don't skip the onions. You know, got to have my onions.
Yep.
And then I'll mix up my own thing, quantities for whatever I want. You know, maybe throw some beans in there or whatever. And if you do get into your food storage, by the way, and you're cooking some old beans that somebody told you you should have thrown out years ago because they're hard and they won't cook down, soak them overnight in distilled water. Catch a little rainwater, melt some snow, and you'll be surprised how soft they are in just warm water after 24 hours. That distilled water does wonders for softening up old beans. Or rice.
So soak them up for 24 hours and then use them.
Yeah. Well, then cook them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But pre-soak them for 24 hours in distilled water. It penetrates that thing and softens them much, much different than this high mineral water that we're used to.
Interesting. By the way, I just bought some distilled water from Walmart for different purposes. But yes, I wouldn't recommend drinking distilled water because you need the minerals, and it tastes a little strange. But yes, Valley's right. You can; it is clean. You can soak your feet in there. You can soak beans or whatever. It's very clean. Valley's right. I personally think, ideally, now I realize everybody's on a schedule. Everybody has different things. Ideally, in my world, I would like to take a whole entire week or maybe a whole entire month and just cook a whole bunch of meals that I like. And that's all I'd be doing all day is just cooking. I'd be probably tired at the end of the day or whatever. Just cooking meals that I like, such as spaghetti with jalapenos and olives in it, or corned beef and cabbage, or just corned beef, all kinds of things. And freeze dry it in my own freeze dryer. Then I could have what I like. If I'm hiking or something, I can take the food that I like, but I realize not all of us have that kind of time. So are there any foods that you would recommend that maybe are low salt if someone's on a low salt diet? Or I know you said that you're a do-it-yourselfer, but any brands out there, freeze dried food that you like or anything like that?
Well, the reason we're carrying freeze-dried, obviously, is because we want to pack a big punch with little weight. And that's why we're going with freeze-dried. And, of course, it stores very well, and you know, it keeps well. On that same line or in that same venue, you're going to find that wheat packs a powerful punch for the weight that it is if you're carrying straight wheat. And so I always have some straight wheat in my 72-hour kit. And amazing what you can do with, you don't have to grind it to eat it. You can make a very quick, very nutritious meal in a few minutes with straight wheat. One of the better options, maybe even that I prefer to have even over wheat, would be quinoa. Because quinoa is a complete protein. The only grain I know of that is. And just a couple, 3 ounces will sustain you for a day. And you might feel hungry, but it'll get you through. So, and it's very easy to make. It cooks out in a little water much quicker even than wheat. You can eat it raw. It's just a little crunchy, but you'll get better usage out of the grain if you'll cook it just a little bit. And so quinoa would be an absolute essential in my 72-hour kit.
I love quinoa, by the way. It has a very distinctive flavor. You've been listening to part 5 of Val Westover discussing 72-hour kits and what to put in them. Stay tuned for part 6, the last part of this podcast, consisting of wood burning and other miscellaneous information.